686-2222.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here for you. 855-660-4261. Spring is right around the corner. We're talking 52 days. Rhode Island Flower Show is coming up in a little over 3 weeks, February 23rd, through the 26th, and that's a great start to your season. So if we can help you in planning your yard, in solving some problems that you had last year, or you have some questions about what you want to do this year, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Have a cup of coffee, read the paper, and we will help you to be the best gardener you can. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour? Okay, we have open lines, so give us a call, and we will help you to get going. Now, this time of the year, things that you should be doing, your house plants. They probably haven't had a lot of TLC lately, so think about it. When did you fertilize them last? With Christmas and New Year's and everything else, it's probably been a couple of months. Be a good idea to feed all of your indoor houseplants at this time. Like me, I normally forget. You get busy, you get tied up with projects. So what I do is I use a product called Osmocote. Looks like little BBs. You put a tablespoon to two, depending on the size of your container. And every time the plant gets watered, it gets fed. That's the best way. You can also use a liquid like Miracle-Gro, or there's a new blooming and rooting fertilizer made by Fertilome. And if you want to make your plants bloom, this is a great product. And plants like African violets that should be blooming year-round, hibiscus that should be blooming year-round, will, if they get fed every couple of weeks with this product. It's great. And you can use both to give you more flowering. So think about doing that. Now, the next thing, the heat has been on in your house for the last 3, maybe 4 months. And if you've dusted your coffee table, your plants probably have the same amount of dust on the foliage. So if you've got a big plant, like a floor plant, take a soft cloth, run it under warm water, put a little bit of liquid soap that you would wash your dishes with, and just try washing a leaf or two and looking at that cloth. You're going to be amazed with the dust that has built up on the foliage of your plant. If it's a small plant, pick it up, put it in the sink, turn it on its side, take that little sprinkler and wash the foliage with that special wand in your sink. It will help the plant to grow better. The dust is blocking the sunlight, preventing it from getting the energy needed to help it to grow and to prosper. So dusting the foliage will go a long way. At the same time you're doing this, you can examine the plant for the possibility of insects. And at this time of the year, as the plant begins to grow again, you know, during October, November, December, January, your plants are not growing very much because the days are short and the intensity of the sunlight is not very bright. But as we get into February and March and April, the days are getting a lot longer. The intensity of the sun is a lot brighter, and your plants will begin to respond. So if you can give them a good cleaning, a little shot of fertilizer, they're going to start to respond to you, and they're going to grow again. So start thinking about doing something like that, but check for the possibility of insects. Insects prefer the underside of the foliage, the underside of the leaf. They prefer the very tip of your plant, where the new growth is. And if you have flowering plants, they are where the buds are, or where the flowers are. So check those areas, clean them, and you'll be in great shape. And if you need to spray, the safest and the best is called All Season Oil. And you can buy that at any garden center. It's a concentrate. You mix a little bit in the mister, spray the plant. It will shine up all the foliage. And because it's an oil, there's no chemical that you are going to be breathing or your family, and the oil, when it gets in contact with the insect or the egg, it will smother the plant, and it really works great. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from Cape Cod with another question about Datura.
Patty, good morning. What was
morning.
The next question on Datura?
Well, I was wondering the difference between Datura and Brugmesia.
One is the Latin name, one is the English name.
Oh, okay.
The other thing that I can do for you, if you send me an email, my email address is pparent@roadrunner.com. Roadrunner is all one word. I did a story in either July or August in the newsletter about Angel's Trumpet. And there is a picture of my white one. I have five different colors at home. And right now, they're in my basement. There's no foliage. They're just sticks. And they will stay there until April 1st. April 1st, I will take them out of the basement, cut them in half, start feeding them, and put them near a sunny window, and they will begin to grow. And they are incredible. I found in Florida, near my son's house last year, a variegated green and white leaf Angel's Trumpet with white blossoms on it. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But it's a plant that's very, very hungry. But send me your email address, and I will look through the archive, or if you get a chance, look through the archive. Go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, sign up for it, because it's free, and you'll get a newsletter every single Thursday. This week we did a story on parsley. We did on the new tall growing phlox that will not get powdery mildew. And then I did it on a shrub. Not many of you have seen this. It's called Cornelian Cherry Dogwood, or Cornus Mass. Now, this is a shrub dogwood, but it flowers in February. It has yellow blooms. It blooms the last 2 weeks in February and all of March in the Boston area. Further north, blooms a little bit later. And it is absolutely beautiful. When the flowers fall, it will leaf out. And then during the summer, it will make clusters of fruit about a half an inch in diameter, bright, bright, shiny red. And it's a great plant. If you want to make a privacy hedge, it will get up to be as tall as 15 feet. But if you go to the website, go to the archive, either July or August is a story on trumpets.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight. Like bird food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Call. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Mass with a question about blue spruce.
Mike, good morning. How can we help you with your blue spruce today?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. So I have about four of them in the backyard, and two seem like they're doing okay, and one is sort of in the middle, but one, the fourth, is really, really thin. The foliage is really thin, like pretty much all the way to the top. The center, you know, the center stem is growing just fine, but it's really thin all throughout. And I could really notice it last snowstorm where you could actually see the snow all the way through. You could see right through the whole tree. You could see the snow actually in the, you know, sort of in the background of the tree. You could really see how thin it was or is.
How big are these trees?
So they're probably about 12 to 14 feet right now. They were planted about 3 years ago.
Okay. What I want you to do in April, May, is once you see that the plant is beginning to grow, I want you to take a sheet of white paper and take the white paper and put it underneath one of the branches where you have new growth and old growth, and then tap the branch to try and knock off the branch dust and dirt and things like that. To look at that paper really, really carefully to see if there's anything moving. Because there is an insect called a mite. And the mite is a tiny, tiny insect that sucks on the plant. And it is prevalent in blue spruce. But it's something that can be taken care of. But the first thing I would do, and you can do this anytime now with this tree because it is evergreen, the tree that looks like it's thin, I would take out your hedge shears or pruners. You can do it anytime. So if you got a good day in the next month, go out there and prune back that blue spruce. Cut off 6-8 inches on the tip of every single branch. So the very tip of that branch, cut it back by 6 inches. And reshape the whole tree. What that will do is it will prevent it from getting wider, but it will encourage a lot of side buds that sometimes will lay dormant for years. It will wake them up, stimulate new growth. That's what Christmas tree growers do. They use big, long machetes, sharp machetes, and they shear up and down every single branch to prevent it from getting wider, but it makes them thicker. So if you can prune it up, but don't touch the main leader, okay? Because if you cut back the main leader, it will force a double top on it, and then you'll have to remove one of those. But from the bottom all the way down to the main leader, shear off 3 to 6 inches and give it a nice looking shape. There may be places where you may have to take a foot off, but shear them and then get a bag of holly tone fertilizer. And for a tree that's 14 feet tall, I would put the whole 25-pound bag underneath that tree. So come out 3 feet from the main plant, make a hole, put a half a handful in it, and maybe in that area, that first circle, make 5 or 6 holes and put a half a handful. Then come out 2 feet, make another series of holes 3 feet apart. Come out again, make another circle until you get to the drip line of the tree. But put the whole 25 pounds, and that's a project for March. And if you can feed it, if you can find that there is spider mite, if you find spider mite, then what you'll have to do, and they're very active during June, July, and August. But for now, prune it, feed it, check it for mites in April, and then June, July, and August, and then spray to kill them.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you? I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be. I'd give anything to feel like you again. Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 855-660-4261. We've been talking a lot about our trip that we're planning in May to the Chelsea Flower Show. We do have a few spaces remaining and we'd love for you to join us. It's a great trip. And if you've been to England before and seen the sights, well, the flower show is there. You also have to realize that this is the Olympic year and that maybe you could take a taxi and head down to the site where the Olympic Games are going to be held in London. You can go to the palace and see the wedding gown of Kate and the uniform of her husband William. So there's a lot of other things besides the flower show, and I'll give you a phone number. If you'd like some information, call right now. Leave your name at a time where they can reach you. The number is 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481, and they'll give you a call at a time that's best for you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Les, the orchid guy, calling to talk about the Orchid Society in New Hampshire.
Wonderful. We were just talking about that earlier. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Great. I mentioned earlier, maybe you heard me, I hadn't heard from you, and I know that usually it's around Valentine's Day. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's once again, it's Valentine's weekend. We start on Friday, February 10th from 1 to 5, Saturday the 11th, 9 to 5, and then Sunday the 12th, 9 to 4. It's our 21st annual show, Paul, and it's going to be hopefully bigger and better than ever. What else can I tell you about?
Where is it going to be held this year, Les?
Well, despite all our problems last year, which you graciously helped us with, we had a record turnout, and we're still going to have it at the Radisson Hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off exit one of the Everett Turnpike. Very easy to get to from Massachusetts, very easy to get to from northern New England, and even from over in Pennsylvania and over in Maine. We hope you can
tell us tell us about the Orchid Show, Les. What people can do and see there.
Well, we're going to have over a dozen vendors of orchids and orchid-related products. We're going to have exhibits that are just breathtaking, made up of the various orchid societies throughout New England and the vendors themselves. One of the wonderful things, Paul, is you walk in there on a cold winter's morning or afternoon, and you just enter the door, and the fragrance of the various orchids that are in bloom is just spectacular. The tickets, Paul, are... we're holding the price as we have the last couple of years. It's $10 for adults. Seniors 65 and older are $6, and children 12 and under are free.
Wonderful. And give us the times of the show again.
Okay. The show opens to the public Friday, the 10th of February, from 1 to 5 in the afternoon. Saturday, the 11th of February, from 9 in the morning till 5, and Sunday, the 12th, from 9 to 4. And there's one other thing, Paul, I'd like to mention. We do open at 8 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday for photographers who want to come in. They're allowed in free. They can set up their tripods, and there's no charge. From 8 to 9, they can come in and take pictures of all the beautiful displays and plants. Without the interference of the public who's walking around admiring the exhibits.
Now, can they buy orchids there?
Oh yeah, there are going to be about a dozen orchid vendors selling a broad variety of orchids. They're usually very well priced, and the quality is almost spectacular because these are coming from growers who grow nothing but orchids, so they specialize and they know how to help people. They can discuss their growing conditions with them. It's considered, Paul, from what we've heard, probably the best orchid show in the entire Northeast area. And we're very proud of it.
And it comes at a time of the year where people are looking for something to do, and Valentine's Day is a perfect weekend to get out there and really enjoy it. So February 10th, 11th, and 12th, and then Valentine's Day is the 14th.
Right.
So this would be a way that you could pick up a beautiful orchid plant and solve two problems at the same time.
Absolutely, Paul.
Terrific.
We had a wonderful turnout last year, and we're hoping that we get as many people this year, especially with the weather being as good as it is. And we hope it stays that way.
Well, I will check back with you on the 11th, and that will motivate people and remind them to go and see everything. So send me an email. You know my email address.
Yes, I do.
And send me all of the details, and we'll see if we can encourage people to get out and see something from nature that is really, really beautiful.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Paul. I certainly will do that.
Thanks, Les. It's real nice hearing from you, and I'm glad I mentioned it on the radio this morning.
There you go. I am
have a
too,
great,
sir.
Have a
Bye-bye.
Great weekend now.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Paul.
Bye-bye. If we can help you with your garden, then the phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Don't be shy. And we will try and answer all of your gardening questions. A couple of the things that we mentioned earlier, if you're just tuning in. If you live in an area where the ground is frozen and you have a good-sized garden, this would be a great time to get a hold of either a farmer or a company that sells cow manure and buy a truckload of it and have it delivered to your yard. That way, when they drive across the lawn, they don't make ruts. You could dump a whole load on top of your garden, spread it out an inch or two thick, and then all the rain and the weather in the next couple of months will wash all of the juices and all of the goodness of the manure into the ground. And then in March or April, you rototill it in, and you will be in for a real, real treat. Put a bag of lime down at the same time. And if you have no snow where you live and you're getting a nice day, I know this week, my house in Kennebunk, we were 52 degrees in January. So you get a day like that and you want to get outside, you know, stop picking up branches that may have fallen, but you can buy some lime. Or the Jonathan Green has something called Magic Cal, which is a lime substitute, and you put that down and that will do the same thing as lime, except it works much faster. And it will sweeten the soil, and when you put down your fertilizer in April, your food will do a lot more good for your grass because you have less acidity in place. So there are things that you can do that will make things a lot easier for you. We have a section on my website. If you go to paulparent.com, scroll down to the bottom, and it says Garden Show Topics. Click on that, and then in that section, there is a list of seed catalogs, and there's all kinds of them. Some that just grow potatoes, some that just grow onions, some that just specialize in tomatoes, and a lot more. So check it out. Get some information. Get prepared for the season ahead. And while you're there, at the bottom of the page right next to it, it says organizations. If you can click on organizations, we have about 50 different organizations that you can look at and possibly join. If you like orchids, like Les is putting together this show in New Hampshire, you can join either a local or a national orchid society. But there are groups across the country and nationally for just about every plant. When I started doing this, I couldn't believe how many different societies. There are groups that can help you about holly, rhododendrons, azaleas, hydrangea, bonsai plants, roses, many different kinds of perennials. There's a daylily society, a hosta society. We have a listing of garden clubs that you can join. But there's a ton of information. They're at your fingertips. And we've built links to every single one of these organizations so that you can get information. Now, if you really want to have fun, I found, related to gardening, the National Lawnmower Racing Association. You can go to there, and you can have a lot of fun and see what it's like, and maybe even fix your lawnmower, like Tool Time, the old Tool Time TV show, and race your lawnmower across the neighborhood. So there's a lot of information. Take advantage of it. And if you need some help, call me. We have open lines, 855-660-4261. And we'll help you to get ready. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Mass with a question about Christmas cactus.
Hey, John, good morning. How can we help you with your Christmas
cactus? Good morning,
cactus?
Paul. I've got three plants that I'm having a little bit of a problem with. I've got a Christmas cactus that is very, very soft. The leaves are soft, and the water just is going right through it. It's very hard. You can't even put your finger through the through the soil. Same problem with... rosemary plant. Rosemary plant is getting dry, and again, water goes right through it. Soil very difficult. And I got a cilantro that's blooming now. It's actually blooming, but yet again, water goes right through, and the soil is very, very, very hot. I was wondering if I should replant these, or what should I do with them to make sure they don't die.
I would definitely repot them to a container 2 inches larger in size. That's going to help. And then I would feed them as soon as you've repotted and give them more sunlight.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life and grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marie from New Hampshire with a question about rhododendron.
Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question. I bought a whole bunch of rhododendrons and azaleas last fall, and I never had a chance to put them in the ground. I put them in a shed where it's cold for the winter, but I wonder when is a good time to take them out and plant them.
Okay. Have you been watering them at all? Have you given them any water since you put them out there?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
I was told to just put them in there, and that didn't seem right to me, but I did it.
Okay. Are there windows in that tool shed?
There's a couple of windows, yes.
Okay. If you get a chance today, just take a walk out there, open up the door, and see what the weight of the pots are and see if they need to be watered. I would be willing to bet there if they – see, the thing that happens is – the tool shed protects them from the wind and from the bright sun during the winter. And as long as there's windows, they should be okay. But if it get a nice day like we've been getting with 50s, the tool shed could be getting up to like 70 because it holds the heat. And the plants could dry out and then you would have a problem. So go to your tool shed, open up the door, and check to see if they need water. And I'll tell you, if you get a day where it hits 50 again, open up the door so that they don't... What you don't want to have happen is for them to break dormancy, begin to grow, Then we get a cold spell, and the new growth that may develop could be killed. So they are sheltered, they're safe in there, but the main thing is, do they need to be watered? And I would be willing to bet that they would. In that case, fill a couple of watering cans, give them a good drink until it pours out the bottom. A day like today is going to hit 40, maybe even warmer. You could probably take them all out, give them a good drink, and that way your tool shed floor doesn't get all wet and turn into ice, and then put them back in. But I would be concerned about moisture more than anything else. And if there's sunlight going through, they should be okay. A lot of the nurseries that winter over plants will put them in a greenhouse, and they cover the greenhouse with a white plastic to block the direct rays of the light so that the greenhouse doesn't get as hot. And it keeps it cool. And they also will open up vents in the greenhouse to allow the excess heat to escape. So, but for you, number one and most important is moisture. So go in there, give them a good check, and you should be in good shape. And again, if you get some of these crazy days like we've been having, just open up the door and leave it open for the day. And when I do something like that, what I do, Marie, is I'll take a piece of paper, I'll write a note, and with a magnet, put it on the refrigerator door. So take a piece of paper, write, close the tool shed door, and put it on your refrigerator right by the handle. So when you get ready to make supper, it will remind you left the shed open, close the door, you'll be in good shape. If it's snowing and cold out, don't worry about it. But it's these 50-degree days that can raise havoc with those particular plants. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. One more time, we want to tell you about our trip to the Chelsea Flower Show. It's May 22nd through the 30th. It's a very, very unique tour. There's no other tour like this offered on the Internet. And if you'd like to get some information, call this number. Call it now. Leave a message for when you want them to call you. And they will. 800-322-9481. This is really a gardener's dream. The Chelsea Flower Show and more gardens. Have a great week, everybody.